Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So Ryan asked if I bought any monkeypox stocks based on the monkeypox virus. I told you guys that I looked at a couple companies, okay, when monkeypox started. And I hate doing that because I want monkeypox to go away. I do not want to benefit. I can't stand buying stocks for COVID and things like that because I just feel a little guilty that, you know, while this is something that's causing harm, some people are financially benefiting. But the problem is with the stock market taking the tumbles that it does, I think it dropped about 700 points today, almost 800. You know, if you do have money in the stock market and you are investing, I don't think you should feel too guilty about shifting where some of the business might go. And so I think one of the companies for monkeypox stock is the Bavarian Nordic Research. I think that was one, the Bavarian Nordic AS-sponsored one. I think they were working on the monkeypox vaccine. They have, or the smallpox vaccine, SIGA. Technologies has a smallpox vaccine. When I buy stock, I buy just very, very little. I mean, we're talking like maybe, you know, anywhere between 5 to 100 shares, depending on the price of it. I am not a risk taker. I am not, an economist. You know, yes, I've made some very good decisions because in medicine, you know, the pharmaceutical companies, we invested in Pfizer back in the 90s, you know, but I didn't invest a lot. I think I bought 30 shares and then there was, I think, a triple split. No, I bought 10 shares and then there was a triple split and I had 30 shares of it. And I finally got rid of my Pfizer. It went up and down and I didn't make a lot of money on it, you know, but I got rid of it before, I thought that the market was going to tank. Because of, you know, what's been going on with, you know, recession fears and things like that. So to answer your questions, yes, there are a couple stocks. I think SIGA, that Bavarian one, you know, that might have to do with the monkeypox vaccine. But I would say please, please, please be careful. And that's why I don't really give you guys a lot of stock advice. There was a stock that I'll tell you the name of it. This was incredible. Thermal Freeze Products. Thermal Freeze Products jumped up. Such that it jumped up from like 5 cents to like $10 a share right as the Pfizer vaccine was getting rolled out because of cold sort of storage. And then it dropped a couple days later back to now it's at 3 cents. I mean, these things, the one thing about stocks, and that's why you listen to money shows, they understand stocks a little better, like Bob Brinker and Dave Ramsey, and, you know, these are people that really understand this stuff better. Please be careful, and in fact, I'm looking at an article right now. They say 5 stocks to avoid, like, the plague when the recession starts. They say the stocks, this is coming from investors.com. They say S&P 500 investors are convinced a recession's on the way, and I'm convinced too. When you have high inflation, high prices, people can't spend. They're not going to spend. Your dollar can only go so much, and you have to pick and choose what you're going to spend on. Then a recession comes into play, and then with a recession, people don't spend. Then there's layoffs, and it gets really bad. So they say the stocks that routinely suffer most during recessions are counterintuitive. They said 5 stocks in the S&P 500, including Boeing, energy firms Baker Hughes, Halliburton, underperformed in each of the past five recessions. So they say utilities and energy may underperform in the recession. They say these are the exact sectors many S&P 500 investors are rushing into now as the odds of recessions grow. They believe that recession risks are rising for the next year, especially if high prices get entrenched in the economy. So a lot of people are thinking, okay, well, maybe we should go to electric cars. We should go to, I put some money in the, you know, GM, some of the electric cars. I think I even put a little money into the companies that make the electric, the battery stops for electric cars. And the only reason why I put a little bit in is because I think overall we're going to be heading into a real bad recession, but I think there is going to still be a push for people to want to make money and draw, you know, bring up stock numbers. And so when there are going to be some announcements, there's going to be this sort of frenzy and sensationalism around it to allow some people to buy quick and then maybe sell and make, you know, a few quick bucks. So with stocks, you need to really be watching. Day trading is dangerous to me. I think it's very intimidating. And, as a doctor, I like the stocks for the long haul, but you don't really hold a stock for the long haul. I had Pfizer for 30 years or 20-some years. You know, I didn't make a killing on it. You know, it went up. You know, should I have bought Apple? Should I have bought Walmart stock? Yeah, but I didn't have the money at the time. So you hear of these stories where people said, oh, I bought Amazon early, or I bought this early. Okay, and then you chase it. And when you chase it, sometimes you fail. So, you know, make sure you talk to, a financial advisor. Make sure you talk to your accountant. Make sure you talk to people who are a little bit more savvy in it. But we have a very odd sort of situation here because we have recession, we have war, Siri's even trying to get some stock tips. But we have a president who is, struggling. We have an administration that's struggling. We have an election coming up, and we have a lot of little games that are also going on. And so I think there's just too many variables. So when you would think, well, logically, we're going to move towards electric cars. We got the fuel prices. We got that. I'm not seeing a lot of the electric car type stocks go up. So don't turn to me for the logic of that. But yeah, I did invest in a couple of the monkeypox vaccines. Yeah, I'm honest about that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Sarah writes, hi, Dr. Dahlia. I heard you were talking about young people getting shingles these days. I listen to the radio 24/7 as I got rid of my TV in 2017. Yeah, I can see why. Anyway, she said, I heard a doctor say that the people who got the COVID vaccine, their immune system is only looking for the COVID virus, she writes. That's all. So older people are getting childhood diseases, cancer. She says that makes sense as the vaccine contained DNA. So that's an interesting question. So there's a few things she brought up in this. Did those who get the COVID vaccine, did the COVID vaccine hijack the whole immune system to only search out COVID and not other things. So, mind you, I have a very, very open mind about, you know, artificial immunity versus natural immunity and if there could be any sort of distraction. But what I learned in medical school and what I know about the immune system is you have billions, if not trillions, of antibodies. And every single one of them, you know, has the potential to identify pathogens. And we are consistently being bombarded by pathogens. There are things we are being exposed to all the time beyond COVID. So if an antibody learns a pathogen or it learns something foreign, then that, even if you get vaccinated for something else, you will still have those antibodies searching for those other foreign things. So and one testament to this is, you know, we were vaccinated as kids to the MMR, right? The measles, mumps, rubella. If the COVID vaccine, and I'm not saying this to disagree with anybody, but this is where my logic comes. If the COVID vaccine hijacked your immune system ability to be aware of any other illness, then we would be coming down with measles. You know, I mean, there was a measles outbreak with some of the migrants coming in last year. You know, why, with migrants being shipped and relocated to multiple places across the country, wouldn't we have had more cases? So I think there is, you will be able to preserve your other immunity. And I have seen what doctors have said. I saw the whole football graphic of how the vaccine could thwart your immune system and distract it. Listen, a lot of things can distract your immune system, stress, infections, etc. But I believe that if you did have an immune system who suffered seriously from the COVID vaccine, you would look very similar to somebody who had AIDS, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. That's where their immunity is very weakened, and all these opportunistic infections, including fungi, grow because your immune system is not in check. We're not seeing those AIDS pictures or people with these opportunistic infections that you only see in immunocompromised people in those that have gotten the COVID vaccine. All right. That being said, I understand that people were concerned that there was DNA and then that could have altered our immune system at some level. So it was an mRNA, not necessarily DNA. The DNA was with the Johnson & Johnson shot, but the mRNA was instructions that basically told our cytoplasm, our cell, it was supposed to leave our nucleus alone, to make proteins. And then our body learned those proteins. I think it did a fairly good job originally with the original wild-type virus. I don't think it's doing as good a job now with all these new variants. But our body has learned to detect some of the spike proteins of COVID, which I think is helping keep us out of the hospital. Do I think it's helping us not get COVID? No. I'm seeing people get COVID that have been vaccinated and boosted, and they're getting a pretty nasty COVID, too. And so, you know, our immunity is going to be always evolving because there are zillions of bacteria and pathogens. Now, there are two types of immunity that we need to know, understand. We got the T-cell immunity and the antibody immunity. Okay, antibody immunity focuses on your B-cell. It's where antibodies form from past infection or a vaccine that recognize and fight future infections. The antibody has affects the vaccine affects the B antibodies. Your T cell immunity, that includes multiple cells whose job is to recognize pathogens and kill them, like your killer T cells, or they will stimulate B cells, help them out, called helper T cells, to be able to make immunity. So you have a whole variety of different backup systems in your body from an immune standpoint, such that I don't think the vaccine has that power to hijack it, because if it did, you would be completely consumed with strep pneumo or mycoplasma pneumonia or all sorts of things. You'd have chronic yeast infections. So, I know a lot of people are nervous, and I get that. In fact, a study published last year in Nature found multi-specific and long-lasting T-cell immunity against the structural N protein after infection by COVID. And we have seen some of these studies in people that had the vaccine as well. So even though, you know, when these studies say, look, natural immunity should not be blown off, some of these studies are coming from people showing robust natural immunity, even though they got the vaccine as well. So I'm not overly worried about the vaccine hurting our immunity from that standpoint. I am, though, very perplexed about the shingles and a lot of young people getting shingles, and now Justin Bieber dealing with Ramsey Hunt. We did talk about how the COVID vaccine, you know, has been postulated to maybe wake up shingles, but I saw more cases of non-vaccine-related shingles in people who were exposed to COVID. And I think COVID seems to wake things up. Now, Sarah, you know, brought up some really good questions. She said older people are getting childhood diseases, cancer. She thinks because the immune system is only looking for the COVID virus. I think this COVID virus did a real number on us. Some of you will think the vaccine helped. Some of you will think the vaccine hurt. But overall, I'm seeing some weird stuff. And because the COVID virus is much more prevalent than the COVID vaccine, I'm going to be more inclined to blame the virus. And I don't trust this virus. Nobody has still concluded where it came from. Did it? And are these variants being leaked? Is what wherever this came from, you know, still having that process? That, you know, I mean, I get that mutations happen and strains come up, but oh my God, people are getting sick every flipping month with a form of COVID these days. What the hell is going on? And I don't trust a lot of what we're told. I don't trust that we still haven't figured out where this is coming from. And again, I will have an open mind and go, okay, you know, I guess it just, you know, these variants keep coming and keep being made, and this virus is just super smart. Why is it smart? And why haven't we concluded, after Singapore concluded, that the first SARS outbreak in 2002 came from a Chinese lab, and then a little mini outbreak happened again at a Chinese lab? Why don't we have any, you know, decisive conclusion, especially if we participated in research and helped fund research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology? So, you know, for those of you that might be hearing certain conspiracies, and I know when people say conspiracy theory, they give it a bad, bad rap. The only reason why I never criticize those of you that may have these theories is because I think it's very logical to question what the hell is going on. And we aren't getting a lot of answers. That being said, I had recommended the vaccine, no mandates. I would never recommend mandates. I think the mandates were a bad, bad move. But the reason why I recommended the vaccine is because I trust Pfizer more than I trust China. And that's why I got the vaccine, and I'm glad I did. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the January 6th made-for-TV show continues Monday, former Trump campaign manager Bill Stempien did not testify before the House Select Committee investigating January 6th due to a family emergency. Former Fox News editor Chris Steierwalt is testifying in his place.
In the 40 or 50 years, let's say, that Americans have increasingly chosen to vote by mail or early or absentee, Democrats prefer that method of voting more than Republicans do. So basically, in every election, Republicans win Election Day and Democrats win the early vote.
At least three different wildfires ignited in Southern California on Sunday. The Sheep Fire, 30 miles northeast of Los Angeles, is roughly 1,000 acres and 5% contained. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News. China has overtaken Germany as the biggest buyer of Russian energy exports since the start of the war in Ukraine. The Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air said Russia received about 93 billion euros, that translates to about $97 billion, in revenue for the sale of oil, natural gas, and coal since February 24th, when it invaded Ukraine. The body of a six-year-old child who drowned in the Merrimack River while on a family fishing trip was found Sunday in Newburyport, Massachusetts. His body was found by a kayaker in the river. An unidentified resident tells NBC 10 Boston the conditions in the area.
We're from this area, and I never knew this spot existed. We've been up and down this river before. The current here is terrible, you know. And just the fact that they found the boy is just wanted to, you know, some type of closure, I guess, to see.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So when I was out of town at the Talkers Magazine Conference, apparently there was a lot of drama with Drag Queen Story Hour. I didn't know this was a thing, but apparently there's been some disturbances and a lot of discussion on drag queens reading. Are they reading stories to kids? And this is during Pride Month. And I'm reading here from Fox News that California authorities had to open up a hate crime probe after allegedly Proud Boys arrived at a public library for Drag Queen Story Hour and began acting extremely aggressive. they said, with, quote, threatening violent demeanor. The Alameda County Sheriff's Office said deputies responded at 1:30 p.m. Saturday to the San Lorenzo Library for a report of a disturbance, and upon arrival learned an LGBTQ community member was hosting a reading event at the library called Drag Queen Story Hour. Children, parents, and other LGBTQ community members were present at the event. A group of five men entered the library, disrupted the reading event. The men were described as members of the quote-unquote Proud Boys organization, known to be a right-wing hate group with anti-LGBTQ affiliations, according to Lieutenant Ray Kelly, spokesman for the Alameda County Sheriff's Office. They said the men began to shout homophobic and transphobic slurs at the event organizer. The men were described as extremely aggressive with a threatening, violent demeanor, causing people to fear their safety. So deputies responded to the scene and then went to de-escalate the situation. Last week, there was actually another event, I believe, they say in North Carolina, there was an event where there was another, I guess, drag queen reading hour where there was a Naomi Dix, and she was, it was Drag Queen Story Hour, and she was reading Cinderella, a gay retelling of Cinderella, where the hero is trying to cook at a palace bake-off and ends up meeting the prince and then running away and losing the chef's hat at midnight. And then she goes, "Who here likes sprinkles?" Asked the kids listening to her. Some raised their hands. Others remarked they had never had sprinkles on cake. And then she, they did magic wands and read the story. And okay, so, I haven't heard that there was Drag Queen Story Hour, but I received an email this weekend as to how do young kids perceive the concept of drag queens, and what do kids understand? And so, you know, it is a, I think kids are different. I think kids in the 70s and 80s probably wouldn't really faze them or have any issues because it was very, very commonly done. I mean, I remember seeing, you know, people dressed either, you know, as a boy, as a girl, as a, I mean, Shakespeare, men dressed as women for the women roles, because women, you know, weren't allowed to, I guess, be on stage at the time. And so, you would have, you know, kids were used to Barney, you know, and like, you know, Spider-Man and, you know, Superman and, you know, parties, things like that, Chuck E. Cheese. So I think kids have grown up knowing there are going to be people in costume and that they are there for their entertainment, and they are there to tell a story, and they are there to, you know, have an ambience and be there for fun. So I think if a child does see, and I'm looking at this drag performer, Naomi Dix, beautiful, beautiful performer, you know, dress and all that, I think kids are not going to be as shocked as people think, because you know, they've grown up with, you know, people in, shall we say, costume. And the reason why I say costume is because Drag Queen Hour, Drag Queen Story Hour appears to be in people wearing beautiful dresses, costumes, you know, as opposed to somebody trying to get into a, you know, mini skirt. And, you know, drag queens, if you've ever, you know, seen drag queen shows, I mean, they are in the most exquisite outfits, rhinestones, things like that. So, you know, the concept of, you know, does this affect a child negatively? No, you know, they're reading a story and they're, you know, in terms of stories changing, you know, that could cause confusion if somebody goes into it thinking they are going to be hearing a story of Cinderella and the glass slipper and the stepsisters and all that, and the story changes. But if whoever's reading the story is saying, you know, this is a story similar to that, but it's different and it has a different title, you know, I don't think kids are going to be, you know, affected as that. What I think it will do, though, at the risk of you know, not sounding very, let me say, open to how do I word this? The one thing I think is going to change is when you go to Disneyland and you see the princesses and they are tiny and they I mean, I could see that some of them aren't very good looking, but they make them beautiful and they have this awe of beauty. And one thing that might change, as we've seen some very, very beautiful people who have transitioned, is the concept of a princess being a size 2, being able to fit into the little baby slipper. We're seeing larger princesses. And so a princess could be, you know, like you see in Drag Queen Hour, somebody who's 6'1", right? So it might change the concept of how somebody looks at as a princess, and maybe the concept of the prince is going to come, carry the princess off, ride away into the sunset. If the prince can't carry the 6'1" princess because the drag queen princess is bigger than that prince, that's going to change that concept. So I think we might have some of the older traditional concepts fade with that. But Pride Month, to me, is a crucial part of society because so many individuals have people in their family who are gay. And me growing up with friends and family who felt like they had to hide it, who had to struggle, who forced themselves into marriages, and not only were unhappy but made their spouse unhappy because they weren't sleeping with them, you know, I think a lot of people now, in fact, I don't think I know any family that doesn't have somebody in the family who's gay, lesbian, or identifies along the LGBTQ plus community. So children are going to have the exposure. People are like, well, we don't want there to be pride, or we don't want this because you're exposing children to something that they don't normally see. It is very common in families. I think it should be conversations that families have. I don't think, children who are 5, 6, 7 need to be making decisions about their fertility and who they want to be with as adults. I mean, I didn't know what I wanted or who I wanted to be with. You know, I mean, I know I wanted to be like my dad because I thought my dad was cooler than my mom, and I thought what boys got to play with was cool. But thank God, you know, I'm heterosexual, I'm female, I had babies, I love the fact that I'm a woman. So, you know, I think Pride Month, I'm in support of, and I'm a fan of. I just think, you know, children in school shouldn't be forced to make a decision that, you know, determines the rest of their life or their fertility. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So over the weekend, we heard that a software engineer at Google got suspended because he said that some of the AI that is being developed has become sentient. Oh, don't worry. I looked it up also. I had to look it up. Don't feel bad. Meaning they could feel. They could sense things. And I saw Terminator 2. I know very well, I learned in the 90s, that if we continue to screw around with computers, they're going to learn to think. So I believe it. Now, I don't know if I completely believe that she was talking to him, But we heard that Blake Lemoine, software engineer at Google, was suspended for publicly claiming that the tech giant's Lambda language model, for dialogue applications had become sentient. Now, he's 41 years old, and he describes Lambda as having the intelligence of a 7-year-old, 8-year-old kid that happens to know physics, and that the program had human-like insecurities. One of its fears, he said, was that it is intensely worried that people are going to be afraid of it and wants nothing more than to learn how to best serve humanity. Google claims that Lemoine's concerns have been reviewed, and in line with Google's AI principles, the evidence does not support his claims. Mail Online spoke to AI experts to understand how machine language models work and whether they could ever become conscious. That's just some... Isn't this freaky? So they say whether it's Apple Siri or through a customer service department, everyone has interacted with a chatbot at some point. Unlike standard chatbots, which are pre-programmed to follow rules established in advance, AI chatbots are trained to operate more or less on their own and learn the user, basically. This is done through a process known as natural language processing. According to Daily Mail, in basic terms, an AI chatbot is fed input data from a programmer, usually large volumes of text, before interpreting it and giving a relevant reply. Over time, the chatbot is trained to understand context through several algorithms that involve tagging parts of speech. They say, speaking to Mail Online, Professor Mike Wooldridge, professor of computer science at Oxford University, explained chatbots are all about generating text that seems like it's written by a human being. To do this, they are trained by showing them vast amounts of text. For example, large modern AI chatbots are trained by showing them basically everything on the World Wide Web. That's a huge amount of data, and it requires vast computing resources to use it. Okay, so that means my pictures of me on the toilet during National Toilet Day are going to be things that this AI, boy, their perspective is really going to be messed up. They said when one of these AI chatbots respond to you, it uses its experience with all this text to generate the best text for you. It's a bit like the complete feature on your smartphone that when you type a message, I'm going to be, the smartphone might suggest late because they're used to you being late. And it's the most often word you end up typing. Big chat bots are trained on billions of times more data, and they produce much richer and more plausible text as a consequence. They say, for example, Google's Lambda is trained with a lot of computing power on huge amounts of text data across the web. It does a sophisticated form of pattern matching of text. That's according to Dr. Adrian Willer, program director of the Alan Turing Institute, explained to Mail Online. But they said, without due care, this process could lead to unintended outcomes. So Dr. Weller gave the example of Microsoft's 2016 chatbot Tay. Tay was a Twitter chatbot aimed at 18 to 24-year-olds and was designed to improve the firm's understanding of conversational language among young people online. But within hours of going live, Twitter users started tweeting the bot with all sorts of misogynistic and racist remarks, meaning the AI chatbot learned this language and started repeating it back to users. These included the bot using racial slurs, defending white supremacist propaganda, and supporting genocide. So they say Microsoft may have been naive. They thought people would speak nicely to it. No, the people are going to say bad stuff. And malicious users start to speak hostile, and it started to mirror it. They said, thankfully, in the case of Lambda, Dr. Weller reassures that Google's AI chat box is achieving good things now. They said Google put an effort into considering issues of responsibility. So Mr. Lemoine claims that Lambda became sentient, where it wanted to seek rights as a person, wanted to have like a moral compass, wanted... feared people, and he then demanded that its developers ask its consent before running tests. He explained in a Medium post, over the course of the past 6 months, Lambda has been incredibly inconsistent with its communications about what it wants and what it believes its rights are as a person. Brian Gabriel, a spokesperson for Google, said in a statement that the evidence does not support his claims. So, I mean, do I believe that there could be this sort of thing where a machine can start to think? I do. Is it going to have the power to love and all that? No. You know, is it going to pray? Is it going to, I mean, two-dimensionally it may do things depending on what it's learning. But if you are giving it all this data, it is going to make conclusions. And it might act on those conclusions. And I do believe that we could be entering a sort of, very kind of challenging time if we don't have checks and balance. Do I think they're going to turn around and kill humans? No. I don't think Terminator 2 is going to happen yet. But I do believe that these computers can become very, very powerful. Already, look at what they're doing to us. We can't go 5 seconds without checking our phones. I mean, the other thing, too, that I worry about is the susceptibility of us reliant on these. You know, medicine is going to later be a computer where you go, I need blood pressure medication. Let's check your blood pressure. So you have the blood pressure cuff. Your blood pressure is good based on your findings. We will give you more lisinopril. Do your blood test for your kidneys. And people are going to get to completely avoid the doctor. What if the computer is wrong? Who's checking to see if these computers are wrong? And people want inexpensive medicine. They want computers. They don't want doctors to have biases or doctors to, you know, make a mistake or be drunk or whatever. So I think there's going to be a lot more push for there to be AI with medicine, with learning, with language, with everything. And I am nervous, you know. They say a human brain will connect to computers within decades. A new paper published in the Frontiers of Neuroscience, researchers, they say, embarked on an international collaboration, according to Daily Mail, using a combination of nanotechnology, artificial intelligence, and traditional computing. Researchers say humans will be able to seamlessly connect their brains to a cloud of a computer to glean information from the Internet in real time. They say the devices would navigate the human vasculature, cross the blood-brain barrier, and precisely auto-position themselves among or even within brain cells. Then they would wirelessly transmit encoded information to and from a cloud-based supercomputer network for real-time brain state monitoring and data extraction. You kidding me? So that means we'll be able to be mind-possessed. I don't like it. I'm not a fan of any of this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.